This actually is a souvenir that we brought and took home more than 20 years ago.
我要给大家看的这项东西呢，其实是一个纪念品，是我们在二十多年以前带回家来的一件纪念品。
That was a time that my wife and I had a joyful vacation in the south of France.
那一次呢，我和我的太太呢，在南部法国呢，有一个非常愉快的假期。
It's a really beautiful region.
那是一个非常漂亮的一个地方。
And we can experience the Mediterranean sea water and its cultures.
你可以看到那个地中海沿岸的这个海和那个地方的文化。
That's the item that I brought to you.
这个就是我带来给大家看的这个一个纪念。
And I always keep it with caution.
我弄它的时候呢，从来都是非常小心的。
This is a jar of clay.
这是一个瓦器。
A jar of clay.
是一个瓦器。
The appearance of this jar looked very common.
这个瓦器外表上看来呢，非常的普通。
It's made of clay, which is inexpensive.
是用泥做的，那泥呢是非常的便宜，不值钱的。
And I believe that almost everyone can afford to get one of these kinds.
我相信呢，基本上所有的人都可以付得起买这么一个东西。
And since then, this jar of clay, has been placed in my home, for more than 20 years.
自从那我们带回来以后呢，这件物品呢放在我们家已经超过二十年了。
However, it still looks good to us.
对我们来说呢，它非常照样是仍旧是很漂亮的。
Sometimes we put it in our living room.
有时候呢，我们把它放在我们客厅里。
Sometimes I put it in kitchen.
有时候呢，我们把它放在厨房里。
And sometimes I put it on the deck.
有时候呢，我们放在外面的平台上。
Some dust and dirt are seemingly found on the surface of this pot.
在这个瓦器的表面上呢，可以看到有一些灰尘。
But we never left power wash it.
我们从来都不敢用那个高压的清洗的办法来清洗。
Because we were afraid that the pots could be easily cracked and damaged.
我们就怕那个高压的那个清洗的办法呢，会让这个它出现裂纹，或者是让它毁坏了。
So we just use a wet cloth to clean the surface with caution.
我们呢，所以呢，我们只是用湿的毛巾呢，来轻轻的、小心的来擦它。
So a jar of clay is fragile and weak.
所以呢，一个泥做的瓦器是非常的脆弱，容易坏的。
In the Bible, Apostle Paul said, "But we have this treasure in jars of clay, to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us."
在圣经里面，使徒保罗是这样讲的：我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里，要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。
When Paul said these words, he was dealing with a difficult issue.
当保罗说这个话的时候呢，他当时正在面临一个很困难的一个局面。
At that time, there were some people who challenged Paul's authority as the apostle of Jesus.
在那个时候呢，有一些人呢挑战保罗的这个作为使徒的一个权威权柄。
In other words, Paul's apostleship was being questioned.
他们质疑保罗作为使徒的这样一个身份。
These people said that Paul was not one of the original 12 in Jerusalem, like Peter and John.
这些人说呢，保罗呢不是那最开始的那十二位门徒之一，就像彼得或者约翰那样。
So these people reject Paul and his authority over them.
所以呢，这些人呢就抵挡保罗对他们的权柄。
Do you know how?Did Paul respond to these people's questions and challenges?
你知道保罗是怎么样回应这些人的挑战的吗？
Paul merely said, "Yes, you are right."
他仅仅说对的，你说的对。
Yes, I am not a winner. I am a loser.
我并不是一个得胜的人，我是一个失败的软弱的人。
Why did he say this?
他为什么要这样讲呢？
When Apostle Paul faced difficult situations, he might say the following.
他在面对这些困难的时候呢，他可以这样讲。
I don't have the fancy credentials from Jerusalem. In fact, they ran me out of Jerusalem.
他我并没有来自耶路撒冷的那些耀眼的那些证书，其实呢实际上呢他们是把我赶出了耶路撒冷的。
In most towns and cities that I went to I was badly beaten.
在我去过的大多数的城镇呢我是被鞭打的。
My hands and feet were tightly chained.
我的手脚呢是被紧紧的捆绑的。
And people ruthlessly put me into cold and wet prison.
人们呢把我投入到那个又冷又湿的监狱里面去。
And I had been stoned to half dead.
我被用石头打的差不多被打死。
Paul was persecuted by people in those days because he insisted to keep on preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ.
保罗在那些那个时代呢被一直被人们所逼迫，就是因为他传讲耶稣基督的福音。
Paul explained further.
他继续的这样解释说，
I am hard pressed on every side.
我四面受敌。
I am perplexed.
我心里作难。
I am persecuted.
我被逼迫。
I am struck down.
我被打倒。
Wow, look at this list.
大家看一看这一串的事情。
If this is a list of criteria presented by the apostle himself, then this list of criteria doesn't look good to us.
保罗的这一个单子罗列了这些事情，我们看来呢并不是什么好事。
Is that right?
是不是？
If this is Paul's resume and he wants to apply for a job today, will you hire him?
如果保罗把这些东西放在他的简历里面来申请一份工作的话，你会不会给他那份工作？
Definitely no one wants to hire him.
当然没有人会雇佣这样一个人。
Because everyone looks for a strong man or a capable man.
因为每个人都是在寻找那种很强健很强壮的很能干的人。
But listen carefully.
但是呢请仔细的听。
Paul actually said, we are hard pressed on every side, but not crushed.
保罗实际上是这样讲的，他说我们四面受敌却不被困住。
Perplexed.But not in despair.
心中作难却不致失望。
Persecuted, but not abandoned.
遭逼迫却不被丢弃。
Struck down, but not
打倒了却不致死亡。
This is exactly the key to becoming a true follower of Jesus.
这就是做一个耶稣基督真正的跟随者的关键所在。
A true follower of Jesus, we must know that we are just clay of jar of clay.
我们作为耶稣基督的跟随者，真正的跟随者，我们知道我们只是一个瓦器。
In ancient times, people would store stuff in these jars of clay.
在古代的时候呢，人们会用这些瓦器呢来储存东西。
And these jars were very common and not very expensive.
这些瓦器呢非常的常见，而且呢非常的便宜。
They were useful though.
但是他们是很有用的。
You could put your jewels in them.
你可以把你的珠宝放在里面。
Some people put important documents in this jar to preserve the papers.
有些人呢也把重要的文件放在这里面，因为它可以保护那个纸质的东西。
If you are familiar with the Dead Sea Scrolls that were found many years back,
如果你熟悉那个死海古卷，就是一些年以前发现的那个死海古卷的话，
You will know that they are actually ancient biblical manuscripts that have been ever found.
你就知道说那些是一些古代保存下来的一些圣经的经文。
And at that time they found this paper, in those jars of clay.
他们就是在这样子的瓦器里面发现这些重要的文献的。
These jars are fragile and breakable.
这些瓦器呢是很容易碎的。
Our heart is easily broken too.
我们的心也是这样，也很容易破碎。
We are not invulnerable.
我们不是刀枪不入的。
We are easily harmed and hurt by this world.
我们很容易就被这个世界所伤害。
By our environment.
或者是被我们所处的环境。
and by words spoken by others.
或者是被别人所说的一些话来伤害到。
Notice what Paul is not saying here.
保罗在这里注意，他没有这样讲。
He's not saying, "Look at me, my life is perfect."
他没有说，请看我，我的生活是完美的。
He says, "I am just a jar of clay."
他说，我只是一个瓦器。
I am weak.
我是脆弱的。
I am fragile.
我是易碎的。
I'm not unbreakable.
我不是金刚不坏身。
Paul likened us Christian to jars of clay.
保罗呢，把我们基督徒呢，比喻为一个瓦器。
As clay pot, we are imperfect.
我们不是完美的。
We are overly sensitive.
我们呢是过度敏感的。
Emotionally fragile.
感情上呢也是非常脆弱的
easily broken
很容易破碎
empty inside
我们里面也是很空的
hollow
空虚的
we are constantly threatened by what is happening in this world
在这个世界上我们不断的受到威胁
that's the reason why Paul was being hard pressed on every side
这就是为什么保罗说我们四面受敌
Jars of clay are just ordinary containers.
你瓦器呢，真的是只是非常普通的器具。
These containers are the most common and cheapest objects being used to contain water or stuff in the old days.
在那些古老的日子里面呢，这些瓦器呢是用来盛装东西的。
And Paul is right.
保罗是说的对。
God didn't choose us because we are.Beautiful.
上帝不是拣选那些，不是拣选我们，是因为我们漂亮。
God didn't choose us because we have perfect outlooks.
不是因为我们有完美的外表。
Or because we are rich or famous.
或者是不是因为我们富裕，或者是我们能干著有名来拣选我们。
God.Because he loves us.
上帝拣选我们仅仅是因为他爱我们。
Although we are made up of clay, God wants us to be worthy and useful to him.
虽然我们是泥土所造，但是上帝仍然愿意我们有价值，对他来说有功用。
This is amazing.
这是很奇妙的事情。
God did not say we had jars of clay and left it at that.
他没有说，我们只是一些瓦器，那就这样吧。
But Paul said, "We have a treasure within us to show that this surpassing power is from God and not from us."
保罗说呢，神的大能，莫大的能力呢，是处于神，不是处于我们自己。
As jars of clay, we are fragile and breakable.
作为瓦器呢，我们是很易碎的。
But God put a treasure within us and make us to be His vessels.
但是呢，神呢，把一个宝贝呢放在我们里面，使我们成为他的合用的器皿。
What is this treasure that Paul speaks of?
这个是保罗在这里说到的这个宝贝到底是什么呢
？The true treasure that we have within us is the gospel.Message of Jesus Christ.
在我们里面那个真正的宝贝呢，就是耶稣基督的福音的信息。
In last month, we thank God that we have witnessed a joyful and fruitful outreach event being held by the Mandarin congregation in our church.
上个月呢，我们非常开心喜乐的看到这见证了一个国语堂他们主办的一个福音的聚会。
We invite friends from the nearby community and neighborhood to come and listen to the good news of Jesus.
我们邀请了我们身边的人还有我们周边的一些邻居呢来听这个神的大好的信息。
In the beginning, we anticipate that 100 people may show up in this event.
一开始呢，我们估计大概会有100个人来参加。
But only the promotion went so well that it ends up attracting approximately 160 guests coming to the event.
但是呢，我们宣传的工作呢做得非常好，以至于呢最后来的人呢有160个之多。
Our church member were so dedicated to get themselves involved in preparing for the event.
我们教堂的兄弟姐妹呢，他们非常的愿意来投入到这项事工的准备过准这个活动的准备过程当中来。
Many Christians joined the welcoming team on that day to greet all our guests.
在那一天呢，很多的兄弟姐妹呢参加了那个接待的这个团，接待的这个团队来欢迎我们的来宾。
The welcoming team wait at the entrance of the church and smile to everyone who walked into the foyer.
他们呢等在这个大门的地方，然后呢微笑的来接待每一位进来的人。
Then the team member invite and walk with the guests entering the sanctuary here.
然后呢，团队的成员呢把人们呢就带到这个会堂里面来。
This made our guests feel being welcomed and well attended.
这时我们的来宾呢，他们觉得非常的受到欢迎，受到很好的接待。
Even Pastor Lee, who was invited as the keynote speaker on the day, admired the enthusiasm of the whole team.
我们的邀请来的主讲的当天主讲的一个主讲的嘉宾牧师呢，他都非常的赞赏我们这些同工的那样一个奉献的那样一个热忱。
We are jars of clay, but we know that within us there's a priceless treasure.
我们自己只是一个瓦器，但是我们知道在我们里面有一个无价之宝。
This treasure is so important and precious that we are eager to share with others.
这个宝贝呢是这样的有价值，以至于我们非常热切的想要去跟别人分享它。
This treasure within us is Jesus Christ.
这个在我们里面的宝贝呢，就是耶稣基督。
This treasure we have is placed within our body, within our life.
这个宝贝呢，是把被放在我们的生命当中的。
But our life is just like a clay pot.
但是我们的生命呢，就只是像一个瓦器。
It is not through our own strength or our own incredible abilities.
我们并不是通过，并不是靠着我们自己的能力，或者我们有什么惊人的能干的才华。
The power belongs to God.
这个大能呢，是属于神的。
The power of God is shown through the strength of the Holy Spirit.
这个神的大能呢，是通过圣灵的工作来进行的。
It is through the power of the Spirit that we individually go into our neighbors and invite them to come to know Jesus.
这个神的大能通过圣灵来，让我们去到我们的周围的邻居、周围的人群里面
，and,
去邀请他们。
And it's also through the power of the Spirit that we go to those who no longer attend church and remind them the loving care of Jesus.
也是靠着这个大能呢，我们去邀请那些不再来教会的那些人，我们去提醒他们，耶稣基督的爱。
And it's through the power of the Spirit that the light of gospel shines into this dark world.
也是靠着这个圣灵的能力呢，福音的光照进这幽暗的世界。
And this treasure within us has the power.
我们里面的这个宝贝呢，是有大能的。
Because of this treasure, our jars of clay can withstand many things.
因为这个宝贝在我们里面呢，我们这个瓦器呢可以抵抗很多的事情。
It's not the jar of clay that is tough, but the treasure within us to show that this surpassing power is from God, not from us.
不是说这个瓦器有多大的能力，有多么坚固，而是说我们在放在这个瓦器里面的。大能大力是神的，是来自神的，不是来自我们的。
Where is God's power shown?
那神的大能大力是在怎么样，是在哪里显示出来的呢？
The power of God is shown in us and through us.
神的大能是在我们里面显明出来，也是透过我们显明出来的。
In our time of witness, that is when God is most active.
在我们软弱的最软弱的时候，就是神的大能最积极的在工作的时候。
God features His competence in our incompetency.
神在我们不能当中显现彰显他的大能。
It is in us that God demonstrates His power.
也是在我们里面，他显示了彰显他自己的大能。
Note the power that he displays. It is the surpassing power.
记住，这个大能呢，是莫大的能力。
The King James Version says, the excellency of his power.
圣经呢，有英文的有一个版本呢，是说他的这个超越性的能力。
Where is God's power shown?
神的大能是在哪里显示出来呢？
It's shown in you.
是在你里面显示出来的。
In you.
是在你里面显示出来的。
And in you all.
是的，是在每一个人里面显示出来的。
God's power is wonderful.
神的大能是充满了奇迹的。
His power shown in your weakness.
他的大能呢，是在你的软弱上面显示出来的。
I know a pastor friend.
我认识一个做牧师的朋友。
This pastor of mine, this friend of mine is a quiet person.
他呢是一个不善言辞的一个人。
He does not talk a lot.
他讲话不多的。
Therefore, this pastor always complains to himself that because of his quietness, his ministry is not as promising as other pastors are doing.
这位牧师呢，他常常就是跟自己说呢，就是因为他的这个不爱说话的这个特点呢，使得他所从事的事工呢，好像看起来没有别的牧师的那样红红火火的。
He even doubts why God chose and called him to be a pastor.
他甚至怀疑说，为什么神要呼召他这样一个人来做牧师呢？
So one day he shared his thought with another pastor who is older than him.
他有一次呢，就跟一个更年长的一个牧师呢，来说了他这个想法。
After listening to what he had said, this older pastor talked to him with a soft voice.
听他讲完了他要讲的事情以后呢，这位年长的牧师呢，就用很温柔的声音呢跟他讲。
My friend, this older pastor said.
这个牧师呢说，我的朋友。
You are blessed because God is using you as a unique vessel.
你知道你是被神祝福的，因为神把你当作一个特别的器皿来使用。
Your inability in carry on chatting with others in return becomes an asset to your ministries among peoples.
事实上你不会太跟人那个闲聊的这个特点呢，其实神呢反倒是为了是一个你事工的一个很好的一个优势。
Your character has opened great doors to many people.
你的这个性格的特点呢，其实呢像很多的人呢就是开了很多的门。
Because of your character, you welcome more people to come to you and to share deeper and closer conversation with you.
因为你的这个特点呢，人们来到你面前，他们分享的是一些比较深层一点的、比较亲密的一些交流。
And people and all these people need their voice to be heard.
他们这些人呢，就是需要有人来倾听他们。
And your silence will lead them to talk about things on their hearts.
你的沉默寡言呢，反倒使这些人呢更愿意来谈他们心上面压在他们心上面的那些事情。
So your existence provides such a good opportunity for them.
所以呢，对这些人呢，你的沉默寡言真的是为他们提供了很好的机会。
So God's surpassing power has amazingly shown through every jar of clay.
所以神的莫大的能力呢，是通过他的每一个器皿呢，奇妙的显示出来。
When is God's power shown?
他是在什么时间、什么时候来显明呢？
We may say that God is working all the time in us.
我们知道说神应该是随时都在我们身上做他的工作。
His spirit lives within us and is always at work.
圣灵呢住在我们里面，他随时都在做工的。
There's really no time when he's not active.
没有，其实没有什么时间呢，圣灵不做工、不活跃的。
But in this passage, Paul mentioned a particular time when God's power is specifically shown.
在这一段里面呢，保罗呢特别指出有一个特别的时间呢，神的莫大的能力呢是特别的显示出来、显明出来。
There's a time when God's power is particularly highlighted.
在这个时间当中呢，这个神的大能、莫大的能力呢，特别的被注意到。
God's surpassing power is most notably expressed in those times when we are at our most feeble hours.
就是在我们自己非常软弱的那些时间里面呢，神的大能是特别活跃的显明出来。
God's power becomes most active at the point of our weakness.
神的大能在我们软弱的时候呢，大大的彰显出来。
I think of Johnny Erickson.
我想到 Johnny, Erickson.这位姐妹
He's a woman who has been a very effective instrument for the Lord.
这位女士呢是神所重用的一个器皿。
She encouraged so many people who had felt hopeless in the times of suffering.
她在很多人很经历苦难的时候呢，鼓励了很多很多的人。
Johnny helped to build up many people's faith in Christ through what she presented on air as a radio host.
他作为一个广播电台的一个主持人呢，他鼓励了很多很多的人。
But in it all, she's confined to a wheelchair.
但是呢，你知道，在生活里面呢，他是被捆绑在一个轮椅上的。
Johnny used to live a very active life all through her growing up years.
在他成长的这个年岁里面呢，其实他是一个很活跃的人。
She enjoyed riding horses.
他喜欢骑马。
Hiking,
他喜欢爬山
playing tennis,
打网球
and swimming,
和游泳
When Johnny was 17 years old in the year of 1967,
当他17岁也就是在1967年的时候
Johnny suffered a fracture while diving and became paralyzed from the shoulders down.
他呢在一次潜水的活动里面呢都就发生事故，以至于呢，他肩膀以下呢就瘫痪了。
So she was deemed a person of disability.
他呢成为一个残障人士。
Johnny could no longer do what she used to enjoy doing in the old days.
他不能再做以前他所喜欢做的那些事情了。
She needs a wheelchair to help her to move around.
他需要坐在一个轮椅上面。
But She didn't give up her life.
但是呢，她并没有放弃。
She became a mouth artist.
她呢，用嘴巴呢来作画。
With the help, Johnny learned to paint with a brush, between her teeth and began selling her artwork.
她呢，用牙齿呢咬住笔呢来作画，而且呢，她的画作呢还有人买。
With the help of the software, she has written more than 40 books.
她在一个特别的一个软件的帮助之下呢，她写了40本书。
She records several musical albums.
她也录了几个音乐的专辑。
She starred in an autobiographical movie of her life.
她呢也在一部以她自己的生平故事做主题的一个电影里面呢，做了演员。
And she's an advocate for people with disabilities.
他呢一生呢都在支持这些残障人士。
Our God is pleased to minister in our time of troubles.
我们的神呢很喜欢在我们自己有麻烦的时候呢他来做事情。
He delights to show his power through us.
我们的神呢喜欢呢通过我们来彰显他的大能。
God loves to work through every single one of us, even when we are at the pinnacle of our weaknesses.
神呢喜欢在我们最软弱的时候、最无能的时候呢，来通过我们来做他的事情。
So put your trust in our God in all times.
所以呢，任何时间都把你的信靠呢放在我们这位神的身上。
How is God's power shown?
他的能力大能是如何显明的呢
？It is shown through the faith we have in Christ Jesus.
是通过你在主耶稣基督里面的信心来彰显的。
Look at verse 13. It says, "Since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what has been written, I believed, and so I spoke. We also believe, and so we also speak."
在正如在十三节里面他说正如经上记着说我因信所以如此说的话我们也信所以我们也说话
Paul is quoting from Psalm 116 here
他呢其实在这里呢引用的是诗篇的116篇的金句。
And that psalm replicates something of the hardships that Paul himself experienced.
在诗篇116篇呢，他所描述的那个境况呢，呼应了保罗当时所经历的事情。
And David, in the midst of all his difficulties, says, "I believe, and so I speak."
大卫呢，在诗篇116篇里面呢说，我相信，所以呢，我这样说话。
You should never forget that it's during these times of persecution that the church grows the most.
你一定不要忘记，教会呢，就是在那些最受逼迫的那些日子里面，成长是最快的。
As they have said, the blood of the martyrs is the seed of the church.
就像人们所说的，殉道者的血呢，是教会的种子。
Our ongoing faith in Christ Jesus is the key to all difficult situations.
我们持续不断地把我们的信靠放在我们的主耶稣身上，就是面对一切艰难困境的关键。
Dear friends,
亲爱的朋友们，
There are times when we may feel discouraged with ourselves.
有一些时候呢，我们可能会对自己觉得泄气。
With others.
我们也可能是因为别人。
And if our personal situation,
或者是因为我们当时所处的环境
，and there will be more of them.
我会有更多这样的困境出现。
The church is not perfect.
教会呢不是完美的。
Because we are not yet perfect.
因为我们还没有，还不是完美的。
But remember these words.
但是呢，记得。
We have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all surpassing power is from God and not from us.
我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里，要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。
This is my prayer for you today.
今天呢，我就是要这样来为你们祷告。
I don't know what you are going through.
我不知道你现在正在经历什么样的事情。
I don't know how you might be hard pressed.
我不知道你是不是现在是怎么样在四面受敌。
Or perplexed.
或者是心中作难。
Or persecuted.
或者是被逼迫。
Or even struck down.
或者是被打倒。
But remember this.
但是呢，记住。
God loves you.
神爱你。
God has forgiven you.
他已经饶恕你。
God forgiven you and I through our Lord Jesus.
神呢？饶恕了我们是通过耶稣基督。
God given you the Holy Spirit.
他呢也给圣灵给你。
And he has promised to make all things new.
神呢应许说他要使一切更新。
May you shine the light of Jesus as you walk through this situation with a living faith in our Lord Jesus.
当你带着活泼的信心来走过这些境况的时候，愿主耶稣的光光照你。
Amen. Amen.